I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Understand that we achieve breakthroughs, we make our biggest changes in our lives only after we have made decisions.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. Welcome to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected has yet to occur. And on top of all this, I give you a huge dose of personal initiative. Go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method in the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is doubt and decision. Doubt and decision. Two different things. They don't mix. They are oil and water. That's the topic here today. And the reason why today's topic is about doubt and decision is that I see people having struggles with both of these every single day. Number one, doubt. How am I going to be able to do fill in the blank if filling? So the first fill in the blank is a goal that someone has. How will I be able to make it to the pro level of my sport? How will I be able to start my own business? How will I ever be able to generate enough income from my side business to make it my full-time business when or if or even though? And then they fill in the blank with whatever their current circumstance is or whatever reality, quote unquote, this person happens to be seeing at this time. We know that reality is negotiable, right? Reality is also relative to whomever happens to be speaking. How can I make it to the NBA when I'm from this country where most people don't take basketball seriously and I'm not that tall and no colleges have ever come to scout me? How can I get my business to become my full-time income when I can't even get a client to pay me my full rate and I don't know how to raise my rates and I don't know what to say when people question me on my rates and try to get me to lower my price? How am I going to be able to do these things even though I have this situation? So that's the doubt part. Now, where's the decision part? The decision part is the decision cuts off any possibilities for any other options. A decision comes from the word incision, right? Incision means to cut off. Decision means that you have cut off any other possibilities and you're just going to go this particular way. Personal initiative is about making decisions. See, if you can't make a decision, you can't take personal initiative. You can't take initiative and start anything if you haven't made a decision that something's going to begin. So making the decision, cutting everything off, is impossible when you are doubting things. Because if you're full of doubt, you're not completely believing in what you're doing, how could you possibly cut everything off and choose one path? It just doesn't even make sense logically. That's why these don't go together. And today I'm going to explain even more why they don't go together. And the reason why I'm explaining this is hopefully to rid you of the doubt that has been slowing you down, hampering your initiative, and move you into being more of a decision maker. The more decisions you make, the more actions you take, the more you put yourself in the path of possibly getting lucky. And we know what luck is, right? When preparation meets opportunity. Now, this podcast being called Work On Your Game, I'm sure you are preparing yourself. Now, the opportunity part, you just got to be aware in order to see it. Now, if you're doubtful, you're not going to be aware of any opportunity because all you're thinking about are the things that you're doubting. So you see how all of these go together. Let's get right into it. Point number one, let's define this word doubt. It is a feeling of uncertainty or a lack of conviction. And let's define decision. It is a conclusion or resolution reached after consideration. So you can't do both of those at the same time. It's against the laws of physics. You can't feel uncertain and a lack of conviction while at the same time coming to a conclusion. You can't come to a conclusion about something if you're uncertain. Now, you can't be uncertain and make a conclusion at the same time. You can take action when you have a lack of conviction, but nobody's going to believe you. Have you ever seen someone? Let's say recently in your life, you saw someone who was taking action. You could see the action they're taking. You can hear them talking. You can see them physically moving, but you could tell just by the way they were talking, by the way they were moving, by the energy that they brought to their action, that they did not have full conviction in what they were doing. They did not really believe what they were saying. You ever come across anyone like that? Have you ever been guilty of being that person? I'm sure you have in both instances, both seen it and experienced it. How does it feel? Do you feel like you have made a decision? Did you really have strong conviction that what you were doing was going to work out? And did it work out? I'm sure that it did not work out. You ever heard somebody talking, trying to give orders or trying to inspire or motivate people and they didn't? You could tell that they didn't really believe anything that they were saying. Did you believe it? Did it motivate you? Did it inspire you? Did you even want to follow this person? Did anybody even listen to this individual who lacked conviction? See, when you have no conviction, when you have doubts, nobody's going to believe you. Nobody's going to follow you. And there's no way you get anything done, even if you've made a decision. You made a decision that you're doubtful. Sometimes that's a decision that people make, right? They decide that they're doubtful. That's the one way that decision and doubt go together. Or you doubt that you can make a decision. We can put them in both directions, but neither of those are actually constructive. Neither of those are going to get anything done. Neither of those are going to move you any closer to where you want to be. It's against the laws of physics to mix doubt and decision, at least the physics of success, the physics of winning, the physics of achievement, the physics of work on your game. Point number two, today's topic is doubt and decision do not mix. Understand that we achieve breakthroughs. We make our biggest changes in our lives only after we have made decisions. Now, I want you to marinate on that for a moment, that we make our biggest breakthroughs. We have the biggest changes that happen in our lives happen only after we have made certain decisions. See, it's impossible to achieve a breakthrough in life if you're uncertain about things. And what do I mean when I say a breakthrough? Breakthrough is that moment when you've been struggling with something. You've been working on something. You've been marinating on something mentally. You've been thinking about it, trying to figure it out, maybe getting different pieces of information, listening to a podcast, reading a book, Googling, reading blog posts. You're trying to figure something out. You're trying to figure out, you know, what is the combination to open this lock? How do I do this? How do I achieve this? How can I get from where I am to where I want to be? And then you finally figure it out. You get a piece of information. You take some action. Somebody tells you something. You get some insight that comes to you when you're about to go to sleep, or when you just woke up from a nap, or when you're in the shower, or when you're on the treadmill at the gym. The breakthrough just comes to you. That breakthrough can't come to you until you made a decision. And what's the decision that you're making? Your decision is, I'm going to figure this out. The decision is, I'm going to make this happen. The decision is, there will be no more of this BS. The decision is, something is going to happen here. You may not know what's going to happen. You may not know how it's going to happen, when or where it's going to happen, or who is going to be involved. But when a decision is made, that's the only time that a breakthrough is possible. You can't achieve a breakthrough if you're uncertain about things. When I wanted to become a pro athlete coming out of college in 2004, I didn't have much of a resume. I didn't have any contacts. I didn't have an agent. I didn't have any prospects for playing pro basketball, but I had made a decision that it was going to happen. There were many things that happened leading up to that that led to me making a decision that this is going to work. And as I just said, I didn't know anything. I didn't know who, what, when, where, why, or how. I didn't know any of that. But I had made a decision. It was only because I made a decision that I was able to create a breakthrough after many failed attempts, a lot of trial and error, doing this, not working, calling this person, nobody answering, going to this event, not getting any type of result. Because I had made the decision that I continued to take action, and because I continued to take action and I stayed prepared, I was able to find the right opportunity to match my preparation. And you know what happens when preparation and opportunity meet? We call it luck. It is only because a decision is made that you will even put yourself in the path of opportunity. And it's only because a decision is made that you will continue preparing for the luck that you are hoping to happen, or the breakthrough that you're hoping to happen, or the successes that you're hoping to happen. A decision must be made, but you cannot make a decision when you are doubting yourself. When you're doubting, is this even going to work? Am I even worthy? Can anybody from blank make it? Can anybody who's blank succeed here? Can anybody who hasn't ever blank still achieve blank? If you're doubting yourself, if you have all these questions in your mind, these negative questions, these negative cues, asking yourself bad questions, How can you possibly make a decision? Not a decision that's going to get you anywhere. You can make some decisions that'll keep you where you are and keep you held back and keep you from ever getting where you want to get to. But when you make a decision that this is going to work, I'm going to achieve something, something is going to change, something has to happen, and it needs to happen now, that's the only time a breakthrough is possible. If any of you ever saw the movie 8 Mile, Eminem's movie, it was actually a pretty good movie. The whole premise of the movie is based loosely on Eminem's life, right? He's living in a trailer park. He's pretty much a loser. He has this dead-end job that he was working. He couldn't keep a girlfriend. He was trying to take care of his kid, but he didn't really have a lot of money. His home situation wasn't very good. There weren't a lot of bright spots in his life. The one thing that he had was that he was a good rapper. And there was a point he was talking to someone and he said, and someone was telling him, listen, man, something's going to happen. You keep working, man. I'm trying to work on some things for you. Something's going to happen for you, man. Trying to keep his spirits up. And Eminem said to the guy, listen, if something's going to happen, it needs to happen now. If something's going to happen, it needs to happen now. That was a decision that Eminem had made. Now, he didn't necessarily say he was going to do anything. He didn't necessarily say, well, look, this is the plan. This is the strategy. But he made a decision. If something's going to happen, it needs to happen now. Because the way that I'm living right now, I can't go anymore like this. I can't survive anymore this way. I'm not happy this way. This is not working this way. And if you ever listen to the song Eminem made that went with that movie called Lose Yourself, which became I'm sure that was a number one Billboard hit record. I don't know its chart performance, but I'm pretty sure it was, because that was a huge record that he made. If you listen to what he's saying in that song, he's saying, listen, I can't live in this trailer park any longer. I can't live another day the way that I'm living. What is that, people? That's a decision. And he didn't know what was going to happen. He didn't know how it was going to happen. He didn't know where or who. All he knew was that I made a decision that something is going to change, and it's going to change right now. He had eliminated all the doubt that had pervaded his life up to that point. He eliminated all that doubt in that moment of decision. And then what happened? Something happened, right? Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12 module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at DreAllDay.com/bulletproof. That's DreAllDay.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3, today's topic is doubt and decision do not mix. This is a singer. Speaking of Eminem, there's a singer named Adele. I only said speaking of Eminem because we're still talking about music. Adele was recording her 2nd album, which I believe was titled, now, I don't even have the name of the album written here. I think it was 21, her 2nd album. But if I had that wrong, please don't crucify me for it. She was working on that 2nd album. And as she's in the studio working, she shelved the album because Adele wasn't feeling it. She wasn't really feeling it. She wasn't really getting the right type of energy. She didn't feel that she was giving her best to the music. She just wasn't inspired. And she's a musician. She's an artist. So artists like to feel inspired when they go and do their work. So she shelved the album, meaning basically she said, we're going to stop working on recording this right now because I just don't have the right inspiration. I'm not feeling the right energy. This is not the type of music that I want to make. I need to figure this out. She didn't have the inspiration. No conviction in her music, and she knew she didn't have conviction. So she was smart enough to put it to the side until she could create something with some real conviction where she had made a real decision and really do things the right way. She was feeling doubt about her music. You hear what I'm saying in the story. Then what happened is after she had shelved the album, whoever she was dating at the time, he broke up with her, apparently. Her boyfriend, significant other, broke up with Adele while she's on this break from making her album. Now, she took the energy from that breakup, the pain that she was feeling or whatever else was going through her at that time. She went straight into the studio and started recording again. Now she had some energy. Now she had something to go off of. Now she had some inspiration. Might not have been the kind of inspiration she was hoping for, but it definitely was inspiration. She went in there and channeled her energy into that music, and she decided, she made a decision to share that energy, because not everyone who goes through something like that wants the public to know about it, right? Some people go through things like that quietly. We don't want anybody to know. We're not going to make an album about it. We're not going to put that out there to the public for everyone to consume. Adele made the decision, you know what? I'm going to use this right here. She was being an opportunist, people. She saw the opportunity in the tragedy, if you want to call it that, and say, you know what? I'm going to use this tragedy as an opportunity to share my energy, to inspire me to make some music. And she went and made her next album. That album went 16 times platinum. And platinum means million. That album sold 16 million copies. That was just in the UK alone. Sold another 14 million in the United States. Sold another 15 million in Australia. And it sold millions more in a whole lot of other countries. Simply because Adele, she was doubting herself at first. Could not complete the action that she wanted to complete. Then she made a decision. Because something happened, she made a decision. Use the energy from that decision and the things that went into that decision, and she utilized that to create her greatest success. And that is the reason, that decision is the reason why when I say Adele, everybody who's listening to this knows who I'm talking about, even if you don't listen to her music, which I don't even listen to Adele, but I know the story of Adele and I know who Adele is simply because of the decision she made and the performance that came out of that decision made her name so known that everybody has to know who she is. Let's recap today's topic, which is doubt and decision do not mix. Point number one, let's define doubt and decision. Doubt means feeling of uncertainty or a lack of conviction. Decision is a conclusion or a resolution reached after consideration. You cannot do both at the same time. It is against the laws of physics. You got to pick one. Point number two, we achieve breakthroughs, make the biggest changes in our lives after we have made a decision. You cannot achieve a breakthrough if you are uncertain and you are doubting yourself about anything. Point number three, Adele, as I just told you, she was recording her second album, wasn't feeling it. She was feeling very doubtful about her music with good reason. It wasn't inspired. Being an artist, she was in touch with that and could tell it wasn't the kind of art she wanted to put out there. So she stopped recording. Then she had a tragedy happen in her life. She took the energy from that tragedy, channeled it into her music. That's a decision right there. That's not something she was forced to do. That's a decision that she made. And because of that, catapulted herself to superstar status, sold a whole lot of records, made a whole lot of money. And now everybody knows her name. And she lives happily ever after. Why? Because she made a decision. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You. Unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read the Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to the Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.